Señora Presidenta,
Madam President, Excellencies, Heads of State, Heads of Government, High Representatives of the Governments of the World, good morning to all of you. First of all, I would like to invite you very respectfully to those who have not read this book to read it. Noam Chomsky, one of the most prestigious American and world intellectuals. Noam Chomsky, and this is one of his most recent books, Hegemony or Survival. Hegemony or Survival, the imperialist strategy of the United States. It's an excellent book to help us understand what has been happening in the world throughout the 20th century and what's happening now, and the greatest threat looming over our planet, the hegemonistic pretensions of the American empire are placing at risk the very survival of the human species. We continue to warn you about this danger, and we appeal to the people of the United States and the world to halt this threat, which is like a sword hanging over our heads. I had considered reading from this book, but for the sake of time, I shall just leave it as a recommendation. It reads easily. It's a very good book. I'm sure, madam, you are familiar with it. It appears in English, in Russian, in Arabic, in German. I think that the first people who should read this book are our brothers and sisters in the United States, because their threat is in their own house. The devil is right at home. The devil himself is right in the house. And the devil came here yesterday. Yesterday, the devil came here. Right here. Right here. And it smells of sulfur still today. This table that I am now standing in front of. Yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, from this rostrum, the President of the United States, the gentleman to whom I refer as the devil, came here talking as if he owned the world. Truly, as the owner of the world.
Un psiquiatra no estaría de más.
I think we could call a psychiatrist to analyze yesterday's statement made by the President of the United States. As the spokesman of imperialism, he came to share his nostrums to try to preserve the current pattern of domination, exploitation, and pillage of the peoples of the world. An Alfred Hitchcock movie could use it as a scenario. I would even propose a title, The Devil's Recipe. As Chomsky says here, clearly and in depth, the American empire is doing all it can to consolidate its hegemonistic system of domination, and we cannot allow them to do that. We cannot allow world dictatorship to be consolidated. The world tyrant's statement, cynical, hypocritical, full of this imperial hypocrisy from the need they have to control everything. They say they want to impose a democratic model, but that's their democratic model. It's the false democracy of elites, and I would say a very original democracy that's imposed by weapons and bombs and firing weapons. What a strange democracy. Aristoteles might not recognize it, or others who are at the root of democracy. What type of democracy do you impose with marines and bombs and... The President of the United States yesterday said to us right here in this room, and I'm quoting, anywhere you look, you hear extremists telling you you can escape from poverty and recover your dignity through violence, terror, and martyrdom. Wherever he looks, he sees extremists. And you, my brother, he looks at your color and he says, oh, there's an extremist. Evo Morales, the worthy president of Bolivia, looks like an extremist to him. The imperialists see extremists everywhere. It's not that we are extremists. It's that the world is waking up. It's waking up all over, and people are standing up. I have the feeling, dear world dictator, that you are going to live the rest of your days as a nightmare, because the rest of us are standing up. All those of us who are rising up against American imperialism, who are shouting for equality, for respect, for the sovereignty of nations. Yes, you can call us extremists, but we are rising up against the empire, against the model of domination. The president then, and this he said himself, he said, I have come to speak directly to the populations in the Middle East to tell them that my country wants peace. That's true. If we walk in the streets of the Bronx, if we walk around New York, Washington, San Diego, in any city, San Antonio, San Francisco, and we ask individuals, the citizens of the United States, what does this country want? Does it want peace? They'll say yes, but the government doesn't want peace. The government of the United States doesn't want peace. It wants to exploit its system of exploitation, of pillage, of hegemony through war. It wants peace. Well, what's happening in Iraq? What happened in Lebanon? Palestine. What's happening? What's happened over the last 100 years in Latin America and in the world? And now threatening Venezuela. New threats against Venezuela, against Iran. He spoke to the people of Lebanon. Many of you, he said, have seen how your homes and communities were caught in the crossfire. How cynical can you get? What a capacity to lie. Shamefacedly. The bombs in Beirut with millimetric precision? This is crossfire? He's thinking of a Western when people would shoot from the hip and somebody would be caught in the crossfire. This is an imperialist fire, fascist, assassin, genocidal, the empire and Israel firing on the people of Palestine and Lebanon. That is what happened. And now we hear we're suffering because we see the homes destroyed. The President of the United States came to talk to the peoples, to the peoples of the world. He came to say, I brought some documents with me because this morning I was reading some statements, and I see that he talked to the people of Afghanistan, the people of Lebanon, the people of Iran, and he addressed all these peoples directly, and you can wonder, just as the President of the United States addresses those peoples of the world, what would those peoples of the world tell him if they were given the floor? What would they have to say?
porque conozco la mayor parte del alma de esos
and
pueblos,
I
los
think
del sur,
I
los pueblos
have some inkling of what the peoples of the south, the oppressed people, think. Say, that is what those people
si del
would
mundo
say
if they were given a una sola voz al
the microphone, and if they could speak with one
eso,
voice to the American imperialists.
Colegas,
and that is why,
amigas,
Madam
amigos,
President, my colleagues,
nosotros,
my friends,
el año pasado,
last year,
aquí, a este
we came here
todos los años,
to this same hall
ocho.
As we have been doing for the past
y decíamos,
8 years, and we said
algo que hoy está confirmado,
something that has now been confirmed, fully confirmed.
Aquí, casi nadie en esta sala
I don't think
pararse
anybody
a defenderlo.
In this room, anybody
a
in this room
a defender
could
el
defend
sistema de Naciones Unidas. Aceptémoslo
the
con honestidad.
Let's
el sistema de
accept.
Naciones Unidas.
Let's be
honest. De la
the UN system
colapsó,
born after the
desplomó,
Second World War collapsed.
No sirve.
It's
ah, bueno, para venir
worthless.
A vernos una vez
oh
al
yes,
año.
It's good to
sí,
bring us together once a year,
y
see each other, make statements, and prepare all kinds of long documents and listen
ayer,
to good speeches like Evo's yesterday's or President Lula's.
Sí, para eso
yes,
sirve.
That's, it's good for that. And there are
mismo,
a lot of speeches, and we've heard lots, and the President of Sri Lanka, for instance, and the President of Chile.
Pero nos han convertido a esta asamblea
but we, the Assembly,
en un órgano
have
meramente
been
deliberativo.
Turned into a merely deliberative
meramente
organ.
Deliberativo, sin ningún tipo de poder
we have no power.
Para impactar de la más
no
mínima
power
manera
to make
la realidad terrible
any
que vive el mundo.
Impact
por eso
on the terrible situation in the world. And that is why Venezuela
hoy,
once again
este
proposes here today, 20 September, that we re establish the United Nations. Last year, madam, we made 4 modest proposals that we felt to be crucially important. We have to assume these responsibility, our heads of state, our ambassadors, our representatives, and we have to discuss these. The first is expansion. And Lula talked about this yesterday right here, the Security Council, both as regards permanent and non-permanent categories. New developing countries and LDCs must be given access as new permanent members. That's step one. Second,
de métodos eficaces de atención
effective
y resolución
methods
de los conflictos
mundiales. To address
métodos
and resolve world
de debate,
conflicts,
de decisiones.
Transparent debates, transparent decision
making. Inmediata.
Point three, the immediate suppression, and that is something everyone's calling for, of the anti-democratic mechanism known as the veto.
El veto en las decisiones del Consejo de Seguridad.
The veto on decisions of the Security Council.
Reciente.
Let me give you a recent example. The immoral veto of the United States allowed the Israelis with impunity to destroy Lebanon right in front of all of us as we stood there watching. A resolution in the Council was prevented. Fourthly, we have to strengthen, as we've always said, the role, the powers of the Secretary General of the United Nations. Yesterday, the Secretary General practically gave us a speech of farewell, and he recognized that over the last 10 years, things have just gotten more complicated. Hunger, poverty, violence, human rights violations have just worsened. That is the tremendous consequence of the collapse of the United Nations system and American hegemonistic pretensions. Madam, Venezuela a few years ago decided to wage this battle within the United Nations by recognizing the United Nations as members of it that we are and lending it our voice, our thinking. Our voice is an independent voice to represent the dignity and the search for peace and the reformulation of the international system, to denounce persecution and aggression of hegemonistic forces in the planet. This is how Venezuela has presented itself. Bolivar's home has sought a non-permanent seat on the Security Council. Let's see Well, there's been an open attack by the U.S. government, an immoral attack to try and prevent Venezuela from being freely elected to a post in the Security Council. The Imperium is afraid of truth, is afraid of independent voices. It calls us extremists, but they are the extremists. And I would like to thank all the countries that have kindly announced their support for Venezuela, even though the ballot is a secret one and there's no need to announce things. But since the Imperium has attacked openly, this strengthened the convictions of many countries, and their support strengthens us. Mercosur, as a bloc, has expressed its support. Our brothers in Mercosur, Venezuela, with Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, Uruguay is a full member of Mercosur, and many other Latin American countries, CARICOM, Bolivia, have expressed their support for Venezuela. The Arab League. The full Arab League has voiced its support, and I am immensely grateful to the Arab world, to our Arab brothers, our Caribbean brothers. The African Union, almost all of Africa, has expressed its support for Venezuela and countries such as Russia or China and many others. I thank you all warmly on behalf of Venezuela, on behalf of our people, and on behalf of the truth, because Venezuela, with a seat on the Security Council, will be expressing not only Venezuela's thoughts, but it will also be the voice of all the peoples of the world, and we will defend dignity and truth. Over and above all of this, Madam President, I think there are reasons to be optimistic. A poet would have said, helplessly optimistic, because over and above the wars and the bombs and the aggressive and the preventive war and the destruction of entire peoples, one can see that a new era is dawning, as Silvia Rodriguez says. The era is giving birth to a heart. There are alternative ways of thinking. There are young people who think differently, and this has already been seen within the space of a mere decade. It was shown that the end of history was a totally false assumption, and the same was shown about Pax Americana and the establishment of the capitalist neoliberal world. It has been shown this system to generate mere poverty. Who believes in it now? What we now have to do is define the future of the world. Dawn is breaking out all over. You can see it in Africa, in Europe, in Latin America, in Oceania. I want to emphasize that optimistic vision. We have to strengthen ourselves, our will to do battle, our awareness. We have to build a new and better world. Venezuela joins that struggle, and that's why we are threatened. The U.S. has already planned, financed, and set in motion a coup in Venezuela, and it continues to support coup attempts in Venezuela and elsewhere. President Michelle Bachelet reminded us just a moment ago, the horrendous assassination of the former Foreign Minister Orlando Letelier. And I would just add one thing. Those who perpetrated this crime are free. And that other event where an American citizen also died were Americans themselves. They were CIA killers, terrorists. And we must recall in this room that in just a few days there will be another anniversary. 30 years will have passed from this other horrendous terrorist attack on the Cuban plane where 73 innocents died, a Cubana de Aviación airliner. And where is the biggest terrorist of this continent who took the responsibility for blowing up the plane? He spent a few years in jail in Venezuela thanks to CIA And then government officials, he was allowed to escape, and he lives here in this country, protected by the government. And he was convicted. He has confessed to his crime. But the U.S. government has double standards. It protects terrorism when it wants to. And this is to say that Venezuela is fully committed to combating terrorism and violence, and we are one of the peoples who are fighting for peace. Luis Posada Carriles is the name of that terrorist who is protected here. And other tremendously corrupt people who escaped from Venezuela are also living here under protection. A group that bombed various embassies, that assassinated people during the coup. They kidnapped me and they were going to kill me, but I think God reached down and our people came out into the streets and the army was true. And so I'm here today. But these people who led that coup are here today in this country protected by the American government. And I accuse the American government of protecting terrorists and of having a completely cynical discourse. We mentioned Cuba. Yes, we were just there a few days ago. We just came from there happily. And there you see another era born, the summit of the 15, the summit of the non-aligned, adopted a historic resolution. This is the outcome document. Don't worry, I'm not going to read it. But you have a whole set of resolutions here that were adopted after open debate in a transparent manner. More than 50 heads of state. Havana was the capital of the South for a few weeks, and we have now launched once again the group of the non-aligned with a new momentum. And is there anything I could ask all of you here, my companions, my brothers and sisters? It is to please lend your into the streets, and the army was true. And so I'm here today. But these people who led that coup are here today in this country protected by the American government. And I accuse the American government of protecting terrorists and of having a completely cynical discourse. We mentioned Cuba. Yes, we were just there a few days ago. We just came from there happily. And there you see another era born, the summit of the 15, the summit of the non-aligned, adopted a historic resolution. This is the outcome document. Don't worry, I'm not going to read it. But you have a whole set of resolutions here that were adopted after open debate in a transparent manner. More than 50 heads of state. Havana was the capital of the South for a few weeks, and we have now launched once again the group of the non-aligned with a new momentum. And is there anything I could ask all of you here, my companions, my brothers and sisters? It is to please lend your goodwill, to lend momentum to the non-aligned movement for the birth of the new era, to prevent hegemony and to prevent further advances of imperialism. And as you know, Fidel Castro is the president of the non-aligned for the next 3 years, and we can trust him to lead the charge very efficiently. If unfortunately they thought, oh, Fidel was going to die, but they're going to be disappointed because he didn't. And he's not only alive, he's back in his green fatigues, and he's now presiding the non-aligned. So, my dear colleagues, Madam President, a new strong movement has been born, a movement of the South. We are men and women of the South. With this document, with these ideas, with these criticisms, I'm now closing my file. I'm taking the book with me, and don't forget, I'm recommending it very warmly and very humbly to all of you. We want ideas to save our planet, to save the planet from the imperialist threat. And hopefully, in this very century, in not too long a time, we will see this. We will see this new era, and for our children and our grandchildren, a world of peace based on the fundamental principles of the United Nations, but the renewed, a renewed United Nations. And maybe we have to change location. Maybe we have to put the United Nations somewhere else, maybe a city of the South. We've proposed Venezuela. You know that my personal doctor had to stay in the plane. The chief of security had to be left in a locked plane. Neither of these gentlemen was allowed to arrive and attend the UN meeting. This is another abuse and another abuse of power on the part of the devil. It smells of sulfur here, but God is with us, and I embrace you all. May God bless us all. Good day to you.
Y para que Bolivia sepa que no está sola, ¿a partir qué hora es? Son las 7 y 15 minutos. Tiene 72 horas. A partir de este momento, el embajador yanqui en Caracas para salir de Venezuela. En solidaridad con Bolivia y el pueblo de Bolivia y el gobierno de Bolivia. Tiene 72 horas el embajador para abandonar territorio venezolano. Y de inmediato, señor canciller Maduro, de inmediato mande por nuestro embajador antes que lo echen de allá, que se venga de una vez nuestro embajador, el gran compañero Bernardo Álvarez, que regrese a la patria. Cuando haya un nuevo gobierno en Estados Unidos, mandaremos un embajador. Un gobierno que respete a los pueblos de América Latina, a la América de Simón Bolívar, carajo. Váyanse al carajo, yanquis de mierda, que aquí hay un pueblo digno.
What sort of relationship do you want now with the United States?
Saludo, Larry.
First of
Larry
all,
the King.
Hi, Larry. Larry King. Larry King or Larry
the
King?
King? Any way you
the
like.
The King.
Mira, nosotros, yo creo que es lo que quiere el mundo. Larry.
Well, us and the whole world, we want relations based on respect. Relations of equals, where we are respected. Most governments in the United States in 100 years have not respected the peoples of Latin America. They have sponsored coup d'etats, assassinations. It's enough. We want to be brothers and sisters. We want respect and equality. Simon Bolivar, our father, said, a balanced world. A universe in a balanced universe in order to have peace and development.
Do you expect it to be better with President Obama? Because you called him there, you said there are two Obamas. What do you mean?
Bueno, ya lo explicaba yo allí.
I explained this already. We have an Obama that talked about peace yesterday
to
sponsor peace, to promote peace as one of the pillars of its foreign policy. I accept this calling, and we join him in this calling for peace. However, there is another Obama, the one who approved the installation of 7 military bases. That's another Obama, the Obama sponsoring war, using force and the presence of military officers and using the U.S. weaponry against the Latin America. We want the Obama of peace. I shook hands with that Obama. That's the Obama we want. The world needs a true leader, an Obama that promotes peace and understanding in the world.
But don't you add to it when you call President Bush a devil, or you call, as you call President Obama once, an ignoramus. Don't you think that insults, Mr. President, don't harbor peace?
Well, if you talk about insults and name calling, well, if we withdraw the insults and those name calling, then we can have peace. Well, we need to do that, but all of us. Now, how Bush called me?
A mí me tumbó el gobierno de Bush.
The U.S., the Bush government toppled me. They asked for my assassination. They disrespect us.
Sencillamente uno responde.
We reply in a firm manner, in a hard manner, but it's not the way you call a president or a human being. I said today, it doesn't smell sulfur anymore in the United Nations. I want
un viento nuevo,
that we have new winds of warmth, of hope.
Pero, ¿quién ha sido irrespetado?
Who
nosotros.
Has been no ha insulted? Is us. Bush aggressed and abused the world.
How do you know? No, how do you know they tried to assassinate you? How do you know that?
Yo vi mis asesinos.
I saw my assassins.
Estuve una madrugada prisionero.
At dawn, I was a prisoner in Venezuela, being a president. They took me to the seaside. I was debating with those who wanted to murder me. They received the order to kill me. However, at this very moment, a group of soldiers refused. They did not kill me, but I saw those who wanted to kill me. And the order came from the White House. There is no doubt in my mind. The same thing as they ordered to kill Salvador Allende and to kill Che Guevara and to kill Omar Torrijos, and the same thing to bombard Panama, Nicaragua, the Dominican Republic. That's our history, and we want a new time. We want peace.
Be that as it may, true or not, but that's the past. Let's look to today. You are spending, billions buying new weapons, large amounts from Russia. Reports say tanks and rockets. Why does your country need all these weapons? What is the threat to Venezuela?
Well, that's a story they are telling around. All countries have a defense system. The United States have one. How much do you spend in weapons daily? Atomic bombs, steel planes. Who is the country that is sponsoring war around the world? Now, Larry, for a long time, Venezuela has bought these F-16 planes manufactured in the United States. They do not sell us, however, their spare parts. So most of them cannot fly. Transportation planes, you don't sell us the spare parts. Also surveillance planes to fight against drug trafficking. The U.S. government does not sell us their spare parts. Now we have resorted to other options. To have at least the minimum required for our defense. But who can accuse us of arms race? The United States?
But who do you, the United States?
That's ironical.
The United States had a 9/11. Who do you fear? Who do you fear is going, what country is going to harm you?
¿Ha tenido qué?
What did you say?
What country do you fear will harm you?
El Imperio.
The Empire.
El Imperio.
The Empire.
7 bases militares.
7 military bases. Gringo military bases in Colombia. That's a serious threat against Venezuela.
Hay que ver la realidad.
Let's see the reality.
Hay que ver la realidad.
That's the reality.
El gobierno de Colombia, por ejemplo,
the Colombian government, for instance, attacked
hace un año,
Ecuadorian territory
con la tesis
a year ago based on the principle of the preventive war, the same used by Israel to attack the Gaza Strip. Venezuela has the largest oil reserve, and Venezuela has to defend itself. That's what we are doing. Now, I repeat, who can criticize us? The United States? What's on what ground? That Venezuela is equipped with the minimum required to defend itself, to assure the sovereignty of its country. Can you criticize that?
You have a close relationship with Iran, and there have been huge protests in Iran over the past election. Why do you support a government who's had so much bloodshed, whose presidential election is in question? Why do you support Iran?
Nos apoyamos mutuamente.
Well, we support each other, and we have the right to do that. We are sovereign nations.
Bueno, porque tenemos una excelente relación de
because we have an excellent cooperation relation in the fields of health. We manufacture medicines, technology transfer for food production. In Venezuela, we're installing milk processing plants to develop agriculture, to produce food. We have political cooperation. Cooperation. Now, the internal situation in Iran, that's internal situation. I do not meddle in those internal situations in affairs in Iran. And the same thing with Iran. The same thing with the U.S. You have relations with many countries. Who is going to blame the U.S. for having relations with dictators and monarchs? Israel, for instance, the United States. You support Israel, and Israel is a genocidal government. Iran has not invaded anyone. The Iranians have a revolution. The previous leader was the Shah. There is a democracy in Iran with the Islamic style, but you have to be respectful.
You said in Tehran on a recent trip that the Iranian government is going to help your government develop nuclear technology. Why do you need nuclear technology?
I've never said they have fooled you. I've never said that Iran is going to help us to have a nuclear technology. There is the opinion, and that's a strategy to attack Venezuela and say that we are building an atomic bomb. That's the next accusation, and I'm going to say this now. Please, come on, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Now,
I tell you, why you don't destroy your nuclear arms and those people who criticize, who have those weapons? Obama said that they want a world without nuclear arms. Let me tell you this. We have signed with Russia, with Medvedev, a mechanism to develop in Venezuela nuclear energy. That is not a bomb. That's energy. Who manufactured the bomb, the nuclear bomb? The United States and then other countries. Who launched the nuclear bomb on Nagasaki and Hiroshima? We want, as Brazil does, and Argentina, France, and many other countries, we want to develop the nuclear technology for medicine, to develop energy, because one day we will run out of oil. You don't see it. Our grandchildren might see it. We need to invest in technology to generate alternative of energy, and nuclear energy is an alternative.
With President Chavez of Venezuela, your country, of course, very rich in oil, in fact, claimed to have the biggest oil reserves in the world. You're a larger of exporter of oil rather to this country, the United States. Doesn't your economy need America?
We all need America. America needs us, and we need America. That's for sure. Yes, we are large oil exporters.
Isn't it in your best interest to have a peace with America, to be in concert with America? I mean, you're interdependent.
Claro.
Yes.
Pero por supuesto.
Mira, no doubt.
Yo, en mi primer periodo de gobierno,
in my first government, I had good relations with Clinton. I came to the White House. We met here in New York several times. We spoke on the phone, and I said to Obama, and I said to Mrs. Clinton in Trinidad, I want to be as close with you as I was with Mr. Clinton. The thing is that Bush destroyed everything with the coup d'etat, with the sabotage. He ordered my assassination. They destabilized Venezuela following Bush's orders. We want with Obama to come back to the Clintonian time. Despite all the problems with Bush, we always sent you 1.5 million barrels of oil. And we have here in the United States Citgo that processes 2 million barrels a day. And they provide 10,000 gas stations in the United States. And they have a program to help the poor and the needy, providing heating oil to the poor and needy here, because poverty is very important in the United States.
Will you ever cut off oil to the United States?
I didn't do this at the time of Bush. I will never do this now. But even during the coup, that's my commitment. And we send oil to our company here. That's business. And we are sending oil also to China, to Europe, to the Caribbean, to South America, Venezuela. Larry, our reserves could last 150 years. Once we run out of oil on this earth, there will be 4 or 5 countries with available oil: Russia, Iran, Iraq,
Arabia Saudi, Venezuela.
Saudi Arabia, and Venezuela.
El mundo va a depender de
the world will depend on us, and we want to entertain the best relations, investing in resources to be able to sustain and to meet the large energy needs of the world. The United States do not have the reserves required. We want to have good relations with the U.S.
With all your oil, why aren't you doing better economically? Why is there poverty in your country and unemployment with all the oil you have? You should be dominant.
Well, let me tell you this.
Venezuela,
when I became president, poverty in Venezuela was almost 60%. Today,
it's
below 30. We met the millennium goals.
Extreme poverty
was 24%. Now it's 7% and keep on going down. Unemployment was close to 20%. Now it's close to 6%, better than the U.S. Here, unemployment has increased. The world crisis has not affected us. We have improved employment. The child mortality has improved. And I know that you are a generous person. You have a foundation to help children suffering from heart diseases. I invite you to visit our heart hospital built by the revolution in Caracas, the biggest of the hemisphere. We are operating 1,500 children every year, free of charge. We have a healthcare system that's taking care of 15 million inhabitants, a free distribution of food donated to the poor people, and it serves 40% of the population. Venezuela has changed in a dramatic fashion. We have redistributed the income.
In February, you won a referendum that lifts term limits. Some fear you are power hungry. And you want to be president for life.
No.
Is that true?
No, yo lo que quiero es servirle a mi país.
I want to serve my country as long as my people want.
Nosotros hicimos un referéndum.
We had the referendum.
Esta es una constitución
and this is a constitution that's been in force for 10 years. We have created a participatory democracy, moving away from the liberal democracy, the democracy of the rich and the elite against the poor. The people decided to amend the constitution and opening the possibility not only for the president, but also to the mayors, to governors, to the deputies. They can be elected without time limit.
Una democracia completa. Yo no diría completa.
Well, full democracy, no. A democracy in development, in progress. We want to have more democracy, and hopefully one day we achieve full democracy.
President Carter, who you recently mentioned favorably, said recently that you were becoming too authoritarian. He made the remarks in a Colombian newspaper, El Tiempo. He said that Chavez is consolidating all political power in his office at the expense of an independent judiciary. True?
Leí eso.
Yes, I read that and I regret for him. Because I think he's totally confounded and lost. It's a long time since he visited us. I respect him enormously, but I think he's wrong. He's the victim of so much falsehood in the world. He knew Venezuela before Chavez, when there was extraordinary power concentration. We are redistributing power. We need to transfer power to the people. We are creating the people's power. And I wish he visits us and see the communities, he's wrong. I think no one is perfect, of course.
You're inviting him.
I invite him because he's a serious person and I'm concerned that he's totally wrong now.
How about silencing your critics, Mr. President? Fears you're going to shut down Global Vision, the remaining independent television station in Venezuela. In fact, some say that is a certainty. You're going to close down that television. Are you?
No es cierto que sea el último canal.
It's not the last independent network in Venezuela. We have hundreds of independent networks in Venezuela. independent are those who do not belong to the state. I mean, they are not independent. They depend on the owners. Of course, they are not independent. There is no freedom of speech. Now, I said to a journalist a while ago, never in Venezuela we had so much freedom of speech as now. You know Chomsky, right? He went to visit us recently. Some Venezuela media supported openly the coup d'etat. They have called for my assassination, such as Pat Robinson said that he had to be murdered. They repeat the same thing. Chomsky said that in the United States, some network, like your network, for instance, where you work, they call for a coup d'etat and to murder the president.
CNN called for this? Are you saying my network did that?
No. Si lo dijera.
In case you say such a thing, you do such a thing. Chomsky said, what would happen in the United States if something like that happened? Not only they will be closed down, but they will be put in the electric chair.
Didn't you close 32 radio stations?
No,
but not
mentira.
At all. That's a lie.
Mentira.
Again, that's a lie.
Are you?
Listen.
Listen.
Hay una ley.
There is a law.
¿Tú aceptas que hay una ley?
You accept that there is a law,
si yo
right?
Tengo un vehículo,
if I have a car,
ando por las calles de Nueva
York, I drive my car in New York,
contrario al tráfico,
and I go against the rules, the traffic rules, I'm going
si
to be detained. If I want to drive in a street in New York, 120 miles, I will commit a crime. And there is a law in Venezuela. Those who breach the law, they lose the right to use these networks because they breach the law. But in your country, we have hundreds of radio stations.
Yes or no, my original question, are you going to close Global Vision?
No lo sé.
I do not know. It depends on them. If they keep on sponsoring coup d'etats, if they keep on calling for my assassination, if they keep on breaching the law in Venezuela, it is not Chavez who's going to close them. We have to apply the law. We need to respect the law. It is it's out of logic. I mean, it's pure logic.
In our limited time left, some personal questions. What do you like about the United States?
El baseball.
Baseball.
La gente.
The people. Yesterday, I walked a little bit in New York. And the Secret Service people, they have been very gracious, very efficient, and very attentionate, very kind. We walked with him, with them, and we saw a group of people, women, elderly people greeting us. I love America the way I like Russia, Venezuela, Argentina. This is part of the world. I like music. Yesterday, I met a lady who sings rock and roll, and we kissed, and I love the movies. Yesterday, we went to see Oliver Stone and a group of actors and actresses, Danny Glover. I love the movies. I was telling a person there that I love the movies of this guy, Charles Bronson. I love this actor, excellent actor. He died and he was very young, still young. The Anonymous Avenger, and baseball, the Yankee Stadium, Wild Whitman. I love those.
You've convinced me. Some other notes before you leave us. Would you invite our president to Venezuela?
Sí, lo invito.
Of course, I invite him.
Yo le dije,
anytime. When we met, I told him, Obama,
mano, se la di a Bush,
I gave this hand to Bush 8 years ago. I told him the same thing I'm telling you. I want to be your friend. I wish him to visit us. I met a number of trade union leaders, and they asked me to buy a cracker factory. And we want to have the best of relations, economic, social, with this great country. But not with an empire. So I invite Obama, no problem.
Truth, would you rather have been a Major League Baseball player than president of Venezuela?
Era mi sueño.
It was my dream.
Era mi sueño.
It was my dream. I would have preferred, personally, to do that. However, since you do not decide what you're going to do, I went to the army because I wanted to be a baseball player. I became a soldier. Then Venezuela just shattered, and the wind transformed me a president. But I'm still the young baseball player who wanted to play in the Yankee Stadium.
Would you rather have been a singer?
Me gusta cantar.
I love to sing. I'm not very good, a good singer, poeta, of course. A poet. I love poetry, singing, culture.
Are you then misunderstood?
Is
the image of you in America, are we wrong?
Está muy lejos de lo que yo soy, Larry. Yo soy un hombre con
I'm just defectos. A man with many defects. I love, I sing, I dream. I was born in the countryside. I was raised in the countryside. Selling sweets manufactured by my grandmother. I love to live. My children, my two daughters are with me, and I want a better world for my grandchildren, for your grandchildren. Now, they demonize me. But that's part of this world campaign to try to defend what you cannot defend, a system that is destroying the world. What we want, what Jesus Christ wanted. I'm a Christian. I want the world of justice and equality. This only way to achieve peace. I was an altar boy. My mother wanted me to be a priest. I'm very Christian and Catholic.
Do you have faith?
Mucha fe.
Of course, a lot of faith. Yes. I'm very faithful. I believe in God, Jesus Christ. I love Jesus Christ. I am a Christian. And I feel like the cross of Jesus Christ, a world of injustice, inequalities. I cry when I see injustice, people and children die out of hunger. And you should see that. You see that. I know you do. You feel the pain of others. I'm faithful that there will be a better world. That's why I said today, it doesn't smell sulfur anyone. I want to smell a different world. Hope, faith, peace. We need to unite. The United States should unite with the South American countries to produce food, medicine, to fight against poverty, to take people out of poverty. That's our goal.